Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the coming week, millions of Americans already experiencing isolation fatigue will have to decide whether to spend this Thanksgiving together in person or virtually. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says masks, social distancing, and very small indoor gatherings will help lower the risk of one person infecting another with coronavirus. But as NPR's Ping Wong reports, the CDC is strongly recommending people forget about traveling and stay home.
By staying home, the CDC means celebrating the holiday with people you've been living with for at least 14 days before Thanksgiving. That's the amount of time it generally takes for people to show symptoms from a coronavirus infection. If you must gather with people outside of your household, say college kids coming home or family you're not potting with, the CDC recommends taking extra precautions such as everybody wearing masks, opening doors and windows for ventilation, and limiting the number of people with access to the kitchen and food prep. The CDC urges people to be as safe as possible and to limit their travel. This year, Thanksgiving coincides with a third wave of COVID cases that shows no signs of abating. Ping Huang, NPR News.
More than 2 weeks into a transition being hamstrung by the Trump administration, President-elect Joe Biden is working on uniting the nation's governors behind one crucial goal, bringing an end to a pandemic that has so far killed 250,000 people in the U.S. He and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting today with the National Governors Association Executive Committee. Biden promised he'll have their backs once he takes office.
I want to work with you and the Congress on a bipartisan basis to make sure you get the resources you need, from PPE to vaccines.
For the first time in months, the White House plans to hold a coronavirus task force meeting this hour. There are at least 40 Americans currently being held hostage overseas. That's an estimate by the James Foley Legacy Foundation, named for a journalist who was captured and killed by ISIS in Syria. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Foley Foundation says its figures are based on publicly disclosed cases, so the number of hostages and wrongfully detained Americans could be higher. There are known cases in 11 countries, and the Foley Foundation highlights some of them, from a contractor who was abducted in Afghanistan this year to a freelance journalist who disappeared in Syria in 2012. There's also the Iranian-American father and son, Bakr and Sia Makhnamazi, and cases in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, and Venezuela. A State Department official with knowledge of hostage affairs says the report generally tracks with U.S. government records. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. markets were mixed before the close. You're listening to NPR News. Heading into Thanksgiving week, yet more Americans have just filed for unemployment for the first time. According to the Labor Department, initial claims for jobless insurance went up last week by 31,000 to a seasonally adjusted 742,000. That was widely unexpected. During the course of the pandemic, millions of Americans have been out of work in large part because safety restrictions force businesses to scale back staff or shut down altogether. For many, unemployment runs out next month. Without a new congressional relief package in sight, they're facing the prospect of not making rent or not being able to put enough food on the table. The National Science Foundation says it'll decommission a giant radio telescope in Puerto Rico over safety concerns. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports its size made it a cultural icon.
The 1,000-foot dish at the Arecibo Observatory sits in a natural sinkhole ringed by jungle. Its many big-screen appearances include the Bond film GoldenEye.
For England, James? No.
The telescope also made numerous contributions to science, including tracking asteroids and the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. But it was aging. In August, a support cable snapped, followed by a second cable this month. The NSF's Ralph Gaum says it's become a safety problem.
The telescope is currently at serious risk of an unexpected, uncontrolled collapse.
The NSF says work at the Arecibo Observatory will continue even after the big dish is gone. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
U.S. stocks were higher. This is NPR.